You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. It's me, Colleen.
That is you, isn't it?
And it's
is
Eric.
Is it, though?
It is me. And we are, again, on our cute little tiny cutesy microphones.
Why not?
We're still working on finding the time to make a really cool new relaxed studio for you guys somewhere in this house
that we're still working on.
And we're excited to be here today, guys, because I have great news. We listened to your advice. We finally listened to the comments. We hear you guys loud and clear.
What was it?
Well, a long time ago, I think you had asked the audience of our Relax podcast what we should do for like date night or like a hobby together or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people had suggested gardening.
Okay.
And you were like, yeah, let's do gardening. And I was like, okay. And then we never really got into it. And so anyway, we went to on a date to a gardening place to get flowers.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Because we finally did it. We finally listened to your advice.
And we're going
to
show a clip of that right now.
No, we're not.
Oh.
They can see it on my vlog channel whenever I have time to edit that vlog. Who knows when that will ever be in existence.
Slide it in right here.
No. Oh. That's hilarious of you. That's a very like... And in terms you'll understand,
put
fix it in
a
post.
Square right here, and they can watch us walking around the nursery.
I guess you wouldn't understand fix it in post either, because you don't do post production.
I don't do post production. That has to do with computers, and
no.
I'm anti-computers.
Anyway, we went on a date, and it was really fun, and then we gardened together. So neither of us know much about gardening, like as far as like what plants go where and when and why and how much you water them, and like neither of us have ever done the research and all that. But since we got this house, we have little garden beds, and I got all the stuff for the... What? What's this face?
Sometimes a hobby, I feel like, can just be like fast and loose and fun. And you don't have to follow all the complete rules. Unless like it's your profession, you know what I mean? But it's but by definition, a hobby is to, you know, for joy. I don't know the definition of
totally.
A hobby. But you're a rule follower.
I am. And that is true. However, and I'm like that with everything. Like, I really want to do it right. But this, when it comes to living things, I definitely do, like, want to make sure it's done right. So, like, they're plants. I don't want to just buy a bunch of plants and then they die. It's different than, like, if we bought a bunch of paint supplies to do, like, a Bob Ross painting tutorial night, which we've done before and was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I was perfectionist about and wanted it to be perfect because that is a flaw of mine. But, like, I don't feel like, oh, man... I killed that paint. With plants, I genuinely feel guilty when they die.
They are not like sentient. I mean, they photosynthesize, but yeah.
I think they have feelings.
Yeah, nobody like enjoys killing plants. I mean, the movie Fern Gully was a great success for a reason. But like, when it comes to like, I bought four little things of pumpkins. Like, I'm going to plant these pumpkins.
Did you
research exactly how many feet they need to be apart? Blah, 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 blah. Like,
well, no. Yeah, you want them to survive. You want to see them become pumpkins. It's not like I just wanted to do it for that day and then be done with it. It's like I want it to be like a hobby that we do together.
But
you learn about it.
I think it can be instinctual and it can be, I don't know. I think it kind of zaps the...
I wasn't born with instincts on how to take care of different
plants. Well, if it looks
plants.
Like it's dying, you water it, or you, get some sort of plant food or garden for, you know,
we just,
organic
we do,
fertilizer.
You're correct that we do these things differently. And for me, I'm like, I want to make sure that like they have the best chance of survival and we can grow all these wonderful things that we spend all this time buying and planting. And it was really fun.
I've had great success with gardens in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're doing it by the book this time.
Yeah. What?
By the packet,
I
should say.
I think it was that intense. This is why maybe gardening wasn't our hobby, love.
Well, what I really liked about it is that, like, we got all the stuff, and then we came back, and we just kind of, like, it was the first moment of quiet, because the kids weren't here. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, quiet. It was the first time I was like, oh, our house has the, it could be peaceful. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It has that potential in it that it could be a peaceful, like you would hear the birds and it's quiet and there's chipmunks running around. And like, we just kind of like had our gardening tasks and we didn't talk for like an hour. We just kind of dug holes and watered things and
it was like lovely.
Churned dirt and it was really great. Yeah. I don't mean to imply that, but But you were like...
No, all I said was, hey, do you want to find a spot for the pumpkins? We can have a little pumpkin patch area because they need to be like, I can't remember what it was now, like 4 to 6 feet apart or something like that in order to like grow well. And this much, they need this much sunshine. I think that was the only thing I'd said. Was
No, you're right. Like, well, when gardening, of course, like you want to pay attention to like how much sun it needs, full sun, half sun. And
yeah,
what your soil's looking like.
But the moral of the story is even with all the research and how much I do look into these things when I'm gardening, like I still somehow always kill everything. I'm really bad at plants and gardens. And I think it's because in order to have like a really good thriving garden, it has to be like your part-time job. And I don't have time for that. Like, I feel like you really do. You have to go. I was asking my friend about it who loves to garden. She's very good at gardening. And I love my friend as if it's like a secret. It's Teeny, literally my best friend, my only friend that I ever talk about.
When you said friend, I think we all know.
But I asked Teeny about it because she's like literally an expert gardener. Like she's so good at it. And everything she grows is like perfect and gorgeous and luscious. And I'm so jealous. And I was asking, I was like, help me. What am I doing wrong? Like, and she sent me some quote that was like, a healthy garden sees your shadow every day or something like that. Like you're out there every single day, just making sure you're taking care of it, getting rid of the dead leaves, pruning, watering, making sure everything's looking good. Like you have to be there every day taking care of them like they're your little babies. It's like little offspring to take care of.
Yeah. I had a really good succulent garden at our old house and I would water it. I remember I would go out to it every morning.
Mm-hmm. Succulents aren't those the ones that like you don't really have to do anything, they just kind of live forever.
You don't have to be, it's relaxed.
No,
it's
I'm
okay.
Just asking. I'm learning.
No, they needed water because it was especially like in LA, in Los Angeles heat. And then our other old house, I did what you did. Spent a bunch of money, got all the plants, figured out how that terracotta pot system worked. And then I just found out that like in that neighborhood, the rats would just eat everything as soon as it was like barely, ripe. You know what I mean? Not ripe enough for humans, but right when it was ripe enough
and
for
birds,
rats.
And the birds and the crows. Sure. And it was like everything out there was just going
to town. So I kind of gave up. Oh, but I did. Yeah, but like, I will say this. Just for funsies and because it was legal, I did grow a marijuana plant.
Oh my gosh, you're saying this? Have we ever talked about this?
I mean, well, if we're talking about gardening and if I have the potential in me to be like an okay gardener, I grew one just for fun. I didn't even
tell people how much we smoke weed. Tell them how much we smoke.
So much weed. Never.
Literally, not a once.
Have we ever together any once?
Not that I can think of.
Not that I can think of either.
We're neither of us. And so, yeah, he grew it just to see if he could.
To see if I could.
Did you ever smoke any of that?
From a seed, and I never tried any.
I knew but you here's didn't. The thing. He gave
like,
it away.
But like the 16-year-old, New England child of me would have been like, hey, what are you doing? But like I did do this in an area that was safe to do it in. And it was like taller than me. It was like 6 feet tall. Mm-hmm. Easy. And like did the whole thing where it made the part that you smoke, you know what I mean? And then I was like, well, I got to cut this down and get it off. And it was too stinky.
I was like, get that out city.
I was in like, I just tried to like pull it apart or whatever, in the garage. And it made the entire house
smell
like Cheech and Chong's and Snoop Dogg had moved in. It was crazy.
Throw it away. Yeah. I don't care how long it took you. So but he gave a lot of it away to people. And then he also he had to get rid of it. Cause he was like, I want to do it to the full thing. And then he tried to do it in the garage.
What's crazy is that I never tried it.
I knew you didn't. I didn't either. Obviously I don't smoke.
It sounds unbelievable. Believe it.
But he did it in the garage and there was a vent kind of
something
door something to our room.
Yeah.
So like our room smell, and I have a psychopathic like weirdo nose where I like smell things before anyone else. Like I'll be like, oh my God, it reeks in here. And everyone will be like, no, it doesn't. And then like the next day everyone will be like, kind of smells like something stinks in here. I'm like, exactly.
You say that about every room. To be fair, you say that about every room every day, pretty much. You see just before you're like, have you noticed the garbage disposal smells?
It does smell in here. It does.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it smelled so bad. And I was like, no, we are not having this. Get it out immediately.
And that was the end of me being a pot farmer.
Yeah.
That was like a fun little thing to do. But yeah, we're not doing that. It's just pumpkins and what else we got going out there? An eggplant, watermelon.
Yeah, he picked out an eggplant.
And a bell pepper.
We have a watermelon and we have beans. We have strawberries that are all dead. We have a good tomato patch.
But yeah, but you're...
What?
Cherry tomatoes.
We have Roma, heirloom, and cherry.
I think the world barely needs regular tomatoes. Barely.
Yeah.
It can ruin a lot of things instantly if you put a tomato on it.
Also make things better.
The fact that, but cherry tomatoes,
I like
for
cherry
me,
tomatoes.
Can go extinct.
Oh, I like them.
Give me one where.
Okay. When I used to cook, if you saute, like if you're sauteing something for like, whether it be chicken, I'm telling you, this is delicious.
The only way to make a cherry tomato worse is to cook it.
Okay. You've never had my cherry tomatoes sauteed. You saute a cherry tomato and with like olive oil, salt, and pepper, like a really good olive oil, salt, and pepper, especially right after you've cooked something else, like if you've cooked chicken or like a spinach or, you know, whatever you cook, and you take it out, then you saute tomatoes just until they're like a little scorched on the outside. They become like a bubble of hot flavor, like juicy hot flavor. So like they're so yummy to like bite into because they like pop.
Do they taste like cherry tomatoes? Is that the
flavor?
No,
they taste like a sugary, savory. It's like a sugar and savory. It's like sweet and salty, like balloon explosion of happy while you're, it's a nice surprise. I'll have to do it for you. It's kind of fun. It's kind of nice. I also used to do it and put it on salads. It's like a nice little like, oh, there's a little boba pop, but it's a huge boba pop because
I hate that.
Anyway, I think they're pretty good, but you have to be in the mood for it. But cherry tomatoes, I feel like I don't like cherry tomatoes in salads. Like sometimes people chop them in half and put them in salads. I don't like that. What I do like cherry tomatoes is like when you grow them in a garden and you just like pluck one off and eat it, like just like a grape, I think they're like,
that's
it's
why we
like
need
lovely.
That's why we need 6 out of the 8 tomato
that's
plants to be
have,
cherry tomatoes.
Well, I think there's only a couple.
And always,
but
when you grow them yourself, it always makes like 3.
Yeah, I know. This is the perfect amount to just go out to your garden and be like, I grew this and pop it in your
mouth
like a little grape.
All that work you're complaining about and all that water.
I hate gardening, love. I'm not arguing for gardening.
I was wondering
gardening.
When we were going to get to that. Like she does this. Reluctantly, she goes out there and she goes, oh, I hate that. Like
I can't fail. I refuse to fail. So I started it, so I have to do it right.
I've never seen someone garden with such hatred. Like it's usually when I see people gardening, they're like, it's like they've got the hat and the gloves and they're the little foam pad for their knees. And they're like, I imagine them humming something to themselves and talking to the plants.
Well, I'm like so determined to not fail. And I'm so jealous of people who are good at gardening, like, and how they love it so much and how it's so peaceful for them and rewarding. And I'm like, I want to experience that. I'm so jealous of those people. Mm. So I'm like, I want to feel that. And so I want to succeed at it. I want to succeed at something and be like, look how beautiful my strawberries are. Look how amazing even if we grow a single pumpkin, like one thing, I want to not die so that I can be like, look, I did it. And I want to have that feeling of like, I did it. And I haven't had that yet. So I'm like, that's why I'm like so angry about
my... Yeah, there's also patience. A lot of patience
involved. I know,
I'm
not good at that. And also, I feel like...
It's outside.
Unlike some people in the room, I do believe that plants have feelings and vibes and can hear and feel you.
No,
and
I
so
think that's...
I'm like, that's probably the other problem is that I go out there and like, I'm like pissy. And I'm like, I feel like they feel it.
It's all connected, man. Yeah, it's molecules bounce... You're sharing molecules with these things. You know what I mean? You're sharing molecules with these plants and they're... And they're angry molecules. They're frustrated molecules.
They're like, oh, she's so angry. I'm sorry. And they like just wither away. They're like, she's upset with me.
I like it. It gets you outside, you know? Gets you dirty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's good for you. I think it'll be good for you. I think you'll find the zen of it, the peace of it. You'll find peace.
I think if I ask you to come out with me every single time I do it and do it with me, I think you would eventually start to have some resentment for it as I do. Every day you're out there slaving away over the...
No, I'd like to. I'll take it over. I'll do that. You don't have to do it. It's like it's become your thing now. Like, I'd be scared to touch it.
No, I want it to be our thing. I want it to be our cute little gardening thing now.
Yeah.
Because we did that day. But it has been hard to go out every single day in the sun and pruning and taking out all the dead leaves and making it pretty every day and watering it every day just to see things not thrive has been really frustrating.
I didn't even think about that. It's under an oak tree and you're like, oh, these oak leaves are going
to
hurt the little guys.
We have to get
plants.
It all out. Yeah, you got to keep it clean and pretty.
After having a driveway that was also under an oak tree, I don't think it's possible.
Anyway, we took your advice. You could see how well it's going. So
no, it was a great, it was probably the best date we've had all year, to be honest.
I have some relaxes. Can I tell you what they are?
Oh, was it lightning round?
Not a lightning round. Just moving on round to a different one. I have devastating news.
What's that?
You're going to be really sad.
I can't take any more bad news.
I'm about to break your heart.
What?
Yesterday, Flynn asked to go in the pool. Okay? And he said, Mommy, I really want to go in the pool. And I said, okay, you can go in a little bit. And he goes, I'm already wearing my bailing suit. Because he calls a bailing suit a bailing suit.
Oh, he did this to me yesterday, too. Yeah.
It's like, I already have on my bailing suit. Oh, I mean bathing suit.
Yeah. That's funny because he just did this to me yesterday because we were in a boat yesterday. And he was wearing a bailing suit and he said, actually a bathing suit. And I go, who told you? And he goes, I heard someone say it. He said, I said bailing and I heard someone say bathing. I was like, who? I don't think he told me who. Did he tell you?
No, he told me someone corrected him. He told me that someone, he said, I don't remember who, but someone told me it's actually bathing suit and not bailing suit. But we just recently talked about this on the podcast that's his one word that he still says like different. Like the twins still have
devastating.
A handful. And don't worry, we're not parents that are like, I wish you'd talk like a baby forever. Like we don't want that. We just like,
Oh, we explained it last
time. Yeah, I never want to like correct their sweet little things.
There's like a word or two, that you're like, you just can't get yourself to correct
because
it's just too cute.
Yeah, and he called it a bailing suit. And it's definitely time for him to say it correctly. But I was like, no, it was the last thing. It was the last word that he said a little different.
And yeah, I guess that's true.
Oh, no. And last night,
so smart.
I was, it's back to school time and I was letting him pick out what he wanted for back to school shopping and stuff. So I was like letting him pick out clothes, like whatever he said to search, I would search for it. Like
you got to take him to a store. We got to go to a store. You can't just shop online.
Yeah, I did that too. Okay. And we can do that again. But like he asked for something specific.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, so we were looking at it and then I was like, well, let's look for some other things. So I said, what kind of shirts do you like? What kind of pants do you want? Like you tell me and we'll look up, see what we can find. And everything he wanted was like, the first thing he wanted was a hedgehog shirt because he's really into hedgehogs right now. So he wanted a shirt with a hedgehog on it. I was like, great. Not Sonic the Hedgehog, like the animal, like the cute little animal. He doesn't know anything about Sonic the Hedgehog. So we picked one of those out and then I was like, is there anything else you want? He's like, yeah, but the hedgehog shirt he wanted it to be black with the hedgehog on it. And I was like, okay. And then he's like, and I want black pants. I was like, okay, got him some black pants. And I want this guy. He said he wanted a plaid shirt, but he wanted it black plaid. And I was like, okay. And I was like, anything else? He's like, shorts. And I was like, what color? He's like, black, maybe gray. And I was like, I'm so surprised you want so much black. I was like, that's really cool. Is that your new favorite color? Because I didn't want to like influence him in any direction. Because normally he'd be like bright blue. Like whenever I've shopped with him before, he wanted bright blue stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, my new favorite color is green, but I don't know. I want to wear black. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, I was just trying to like let him choose whatever he wanted. But in my heart, I was like, what happened? You always loved colors. Like you always loved so many colors. And now he just wants black and gray.
It's very hot for an active young boy in Southern California. I don't know.
I know. And anyway, so that was a weird thing too, is because like even Wesley still, if he sees like rainbow something or like bright, like when he picks out his clothes, like he picked out an outfit and he wanted to match Flynn. Flynn got an outfit and he wanted to match it and he chose like the neon highlighter yellow version of it.
Yeah.
Like kids, I think normally are pretty attracted to like bright, shiny colors. And I was like,
yeah,
who influenced you to want to be hidden in the shadows?
I don't know
I
don't know that I had... Are we giving them too many options? Like, so I don't know that I had a choice in my wardrobe.
Giving him too many options.
Until I could get a job. I don't like.
I buy whenever I get stuff for the kids. I just get them like the basics that they need, and then I let them pick a few things. Like, you know, I'd already bought him like a pack of new shorts, like, and that were like, you know, generic whatever color, but they were colors. There was like a black, a blue, a green, and a gray, and a red.
I was really excited to take him to get like cool sneakers, but it looks like you already got him shoes.
Yeah, I got him some shoes because, Lovey, you do love to get the kids sneakers, and you always do get them really cool sneakers. But you usually go to like, you get them really cool, like Vans or like some like name brands, which are awesome. They look really cool. But then they immediately get them very muddy. And you're like, I just got these. They're
no, I don't know. I don't care if they get muddy. And he loved those Vans. He wore them like that whole year.
Get him more Vans. He'd love them. But I'm more of the mindset with the kids when I get them clothes and shoes and stuff. I'm like, I'm going Ross, man. Because they're going to ruin it.
Yeah.
So like, I'm going to get them something cheap so that when they ruin it, I go, cool. You looks like you had fun in the mud, you know, as opposed to like, I just bought these. I'm like, nah, those were $10. And
I wonder when they're going to start caring about that stuff.
I never, hopefully about never. Like name brand stuff. I never did.
Hopefully never.
Truly. This is one thing that Eric and I talk about sometimes is like, we both grew up without money. And, you know, I literally never once had a name brand anything up until college or post-college. Like, never a name brand shoe, name brand clothing. Like, maybe I got something from Abercrombie. I never got anything from there. What's the one? American Eagle. I sometimes got jeans from American Eagle in high school.
Whoa.
But that was, like, the only thing. Everything else was, like, JCPenney. And we go shopping once a year for school. And that was like our shopping for the year. And it was like, we go to Payless was where we got our shoes. Mm. And Kmart was where we got our clothes. And like, I never thought anything of it. I never once was like, oh, I wish I had that juicy tracksuit. Like I never I never even knew the difference between like Vans or some other type of shoe. But that was something that like, I know that for you, it was like, that was hard for you that like you never got to get like the name brand stuff.
Well, I think that, yeah, but I'm wondering like the timeline of that. I think it like started happening around like fourth grade. And I don't know. I think as people would like make, you know.
It's so mean.
What are those kind of whatever the first generation of that was. Yeah. But I remember getting a pair of on sale Nikes that were hideous, but were like on like double sale at like this place in Milford, and my mom let me get them, and I was so excited just because they had the swoosh on them. I was like, oh, finally, I'll be cool now.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I hope the kids never, like, worry
but
about
you
that.
But you see, I know, and maybe I'm creating that issue because, like, what I want to do is go buy him, like, name brand sneakers.
So I think that's fine to buy him name brand stuff. No, I think it's fine to buy him name brand stuff. I just think it, as long as, and which you don't, but as long as we don't say, like, well, these are the cool ones. These are better. Like that's where we just don't have to say that. They're all the same. Yeah, they're just freaking shoes.
Black shorts and his like his porcupine t-shirt. That's forever. Wear that. I want one to match. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like, I just feel like
shoes are a thing for you.
Cool sneakers.
Who attacked your shoes, love? Who did it?
Well, it was a lot of like hand-me-downs or like.
But I'm just now realizing
like Goodwill.
You love shoes. I'm like, there was someone who bullied your shoes in fourth grade that has stuck with you, has caused a wound in your heart so
truly,
deep.
Truly, yeah.
That now you love buying shoes and you love getting our kids good shoes.
I should buy some shoes.
Who was
me
that?
Too. I haven't bought a pair of sneakers for myself in a while.
Oh, man. But
with I need back to school shoes.
People would definitely bully my or make fun of my clothes. I remember specifically all the times my clothes were made fun of. And I never once thought though, like, oh, it's because it wasn't name brand. I just thought like, oh, this must be ugly. Or I'm ugly. You know, that's what I always thought when they made fun of my stuff. But
I find that so hard to believe because like, it was such a thing. Like when I was in high school, it was like, I had to say Abercrombie across it.
No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I saw people like, with that stuff.
Or like it had to, I'm trying to think of what the other ones were. I feel like Ed Hardy before. I feel like Ed Hardy's back now, but I feel like that was a little after my. But yeah, I had to say Abercrombie. Or you were like Nerd Town USA.
But I never heard. That's the part I never heard. I saw people wearing Abercrombie, but I never heard like if you didn't wear it, you were a nerd. I just saw like the really popular kind of mean people would wear the Abercrombie stuff. Not saying anyone who wears it is mean. I've certainly worn Abercrombie stuff. Like people have it.
But
in
there was
their
like,
lives.
Like there was like trends. You notice trends, right?
Yeah, but I would get it cheaply,
and
I when people made fun of my clothes, I never thought it was because it wasn't the name brand.
Oh,
I thought it was because I chose an ugly shirt or like.
Uh huh.
I just didn't think I did not know the dip. I just thought like, well, obviously, why would anyone buy something if it's more expensive? Like to me, if you showed me two different things, like two pairs of shoes that look pretty much the same, but one's $20 and one's $100, like why would anyone get the $100 one?
There's a couple of things like that. Do you remember? I don't, or was that a thing out here? LL Bean backpacks with you, and it had your initials embroidered in them. That was
I
like
didn't
a,
know about that.
That was
I
like
know.
A status
I thought
symbol.
JanSport was like the fancy one.
No, JanSport was not the not fancy one.
What? I mean, JanSport's fancy to you? The fanciest? Like, no, that's kid. Expensive.
No, it was the L.L. Bean that had like three zippers that could go like this wide with all your books and break your back. But you had to have your initials embroidered in it, like from when your parents ordered it for you or whatever. And it was...
I actually don't
as
think
As a boy,
I know
you
that.
Had to have the starter...
as a boy,
pullover like jacket of your favorite football team, or you were like
what kids?
And I
were you
never
hanging?
Had that.
What kids were at your school? They sound like big old jerk towns. If they're making fun of your clothes in this way that like made you feel like
I'm,
you
no,
had
no,
to...
I'm just saying it was like these trends were like status symbols because only certain right. kids could parents could afford them. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, maybe people were. I'm sure people were making fun of my. Brand names, but I never heard of it. Maybe they're doing it behind my back. I don't know, but I never once, it would never entered my mind. I swear to God.
I didn't care that. I didn't care that much.
I never thought about brands like until like now as an adult and I'm aware of them. I'm like, sometimes I think certain brands are like better quality than others. Like, and so that's why it's worth it to get them. But I also don't know anything about fashion. Like, you're the one who knows about fashion. I don't.
No, like, I think I was in fourth grade. I started at a new school, and I remember this, so maybe it is traumatic. But on my first day of fourth grade, I'm the new kid. Everyone's already been going to school together since pre-K. You know what I mean? In the town in Connecticut, and I wore hand-me-down clothes, and I never thought about it. But they were green sweatpants with a hole in the knee, like just this awful green sweatpants. And Washington football team sweatshirt that my grandparents had given to me because they lived down in Virginia. And I remember someone making fun of those pants. It didn't occur to me like that. Oh, you don't wear.
What'd they say?
We got to wear like jeans or like, you know.
What'd they say?
Khaki material. Like you can't wear like sweatpants to school.
What did this person say?
Like, I don't know. They were like, your sweatpants look like shit. You look like shit. I don't know.
A fourth grader?
I don't know what they said. I don't know what they said. I can't remember what they said, but someone made fun of them.
That's so mean. I'm so sorry.
Like, maybe in a friendly way. Maybe not like, dude, bro, like, what are those? Get it together. You know, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But like.
To be honest, like, now that I'm thinking about it, in high school.
No one ever made fun of the way you dressed?
Yes, they did.
Because I've seen some photos.
Yes, they did. All the time
just,
I was made fun of.
What, you just weren't affected by it?
No, of course I was. I was devastated by it. But like usually my clothes were made fun of along with my body. Like it was like a double whammy.
Jesus.
So it was like I remember I had this one shirt. It was a purple shirt and it was like fuzzy. It was like a furry kind of material. Uh-huh. But it was cheap. I got it at a place called Styles for Less and it was super cheap and it was purple and it had kind of like.
Good store name.
Yeah. And I kind of had like sparkles in it and I loved the shirt. I thought this was the coolest shirt in the world. And I wore it, and I remember a bunch of boys that we were sitting in theater. They're theater boys, like were like making fun of my shirt, and they said it looked like AstroTurf. And they said they were like laughing at me, and they said it looked like AstroTurf, and that my chest was so flat they could play football on my chest because I was wearing an AstroTurf shirt and had no boobs. And they were like making
that's
fun
like
of
an
me.
Elaborate. It's not like a one liner. It's like
no, it was like they were nagging. They were nagging. Like whatever.
They just like roasted you.
Yeah, just going on and on. I was like, yeah, I know. Haha. And
that's
then
so
I just
messed up.
But
I can't
still
imagine.
Wore it.
I can't imagine ever.
But
being,
I remember,
hey, you're flat chested too. It really.
No one said. Well, they didn't say flat chested. They weren't. They were just like, and it's so flat you could play football on it.
Oh,
like,
okay. Yikes.
And you know stuff like that. So they like my clothes would get made fun of a lot. Like, but. It never connected to me that it was because they weren't name brand. It was just like, oh, I'm wearing ugly clothes they don't like. But I do remember like going thrift shopping a lot in high school and that it like I thought it was cool that I'd wear like big jackets that were like old man corduroy jackets and stuff like that.
It probably was cool ahead of its time though. Cause yeah.
But I remember like thrift shopping was like that. Those were my cool clothes. Like my thrift shopping clothes.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, this is cool. I didn't have any brand name, anything.
I'm surprised
like,
you didn't have a thing about the smell.
I feel like well, you wash it. Well,
yeah, you wash it, but I feel like there's always a lingering smell. It's the same smell.
Hmm.
But I think all thrifted clothes smell exactly the same.
Yeah.
And stay a little bit that way no matter how many times you wash them forever.
Well, I still remember my favorite jacket. And my backpack in high school, I never had a JanSport. I always wanted one because that was the rich people backpacks in my head. But I never had one. But the backpack I did have, I had two different backpacks in high school. The first one was yellow and it had cats knitted on it. High school, and I'm not kidding, my freshman year. And then by my junior year, I think, I had, my grandma had made, knitted that backpack for me.
She knitted a...
Well, not knitted, I'm sorry. She had...
Embroidered.
Okay. Like cross-stitched is what it was. So it was a backpack that she sewed together.
That's so sweet.
And then she cross-stitched on like the overflap a cat with like sunflowers. And then when I got a little older, like sophomore, junior year, she made me a crossbody corduroy book bag. That was like, it went across the front here. And it was a huge book bag that like hung like on my hip. And it was, I remember the inside was brown corduroy and the outside was purple corduroy with a big button. Like I never even had, like I had handmade backpacks and bags from my grandma.
That'd be cool. I think in my school, you would have been made fun of a little bit, but like, I would have thought you were cool.
I'm sure. Well, I was made fun of at my school. Oh my, if you're watching, you'll notice that the camera's different now. It looks different because our other camera that we were just using.
We guys got too hot in here.
It's too hot in here.
It's too hot in here.
You gotta turn off. But we can move on from the topic of backpacks and name brands. There are other important things to discuss today. I wanted to talk about a couple things. One, I want to talk about that trend that I had you do the other day.
Oh yeah.
I never posted on the internet anywhere, but it's very funny, love.
Oh, well, like would you do with four firemen or whatever?
So I asked Eric, how would you handle if someone handed you four ice cream cones and was like, you got to eat them all before they melt.
I hadn't seen this trend.
He answered the question. And then afterwards, I asked him, and I made it look like this was the question. So I edited it to make it look like I asked him this question first, and then his answer was ridiculous.
About ice cream cones instead of firemen.
So I said, what would you do if four hot firemen showed up at the front door or something like that? And then it sounded like what he was saying about the ice cream, it sounded like he was talking about the firemen. And I was like, it's not for anyone. I just wanted to see what he would do because I wanted to do it on Rachel for sass. I wanted to do it to Rachel. So then I did it to Rachel the next day, and the video I did of him was just for us to giggle at because it was funny. And then, but I did show it to one person. I showed it to Abby. She laughed so hard. She was like, you have to post that. And I was like, no. I didn't film it for that.
I don't care.
I just filmed it for like me and Eric to laugh at because it was funny. Because your answer, love, is it's very funny. She was like, you have to post it. And I was no.
I honestly still haven't like seen that trend anywhere else. I don't know.
You haven't?
And you show me, yeah. So I don't know what other people do.
I could show it to you. But
that's okay.
This is my formal plea. If I'm allowed to post that anywhere. Because it's very funny. So if I do have your approval to post that.
I don't care.
I'm Colleen such an anti-prankster.
Loves a good prank.
But this was funny. Anyway, now we can move on to the next thing. But it was very silly. It was very funny. The number one thing, I wish I'd brought this up first because this thing is like really blowing my mind a little bit.
Okay.
And this was like my main topic of discussion to the point where I'll probably talk about this in SAS as well with Rachel and on my vlogs and to anyone who will listen because this blew my mind and I feel very dumb. So the medicine that you can take to the pain relieving medicine, there's a couple you take, like the generic over the brands. What are they?
Acetaminophen?
Over the counter, not over brands. Over the counter.
Ibuprofen and acetaminophen?
Yeah. Say the first one again.
Ibuprofen.
Oh my God, love.
Ibu?
Oh my God, I'm going to lose
ibuprofen.
My mind. Love, my whole life, I am not kidding you. I swear on everything.
Did you bailing suit this?
I bailing suited this.
What do you call it?
I thought it was ibuprofen, and every time I saw it spelled, I was like, why the hell did they put a U in this word? Why is there a silent
ibuprofen.
U? Why is there a silent U in ibuprofen? And it wasn't until, I swear to God, last night I was on TikTok or somewhere, or Reels or something, and someone was talking about how she got mad that every time she goes to the doctor, she's like, someone needs to tell them that ibuprofen doesn't work. And she was saying it really intense. She was saying ibuprofen. She was saying it like that.
Like a fun word.
And I go, why is she saying that so weird? So I went to the comments to see people go like, why are you saying that word so weird?
Yeah.
And there were no comments saying she was saying the word weird.
Oh.
And I was like, why am I the only one noticing that she's saying that word weird? Because she's saying ibuprofen.
Yeah,
that's weird.
It doesn't roll off the tongue, so maybe it's ibuprofen. I think a lot of people just say ibuprofen. They're not going to go hard on the U because something about it.
I can't, even you saying it right now, it sounds like you're saying ibuprofen.
Well, I did say ibuprofen.
just now.
Say it normal.
Because I think ibuprofen.
But I've never heard you say, or anyone say it like that. I've only heard people say ibuprofen.
Usually you just say Advil.
Well, yeah, but people say ibuprofen all the time.
Even if you're buying the generic brand, I think you say Advil, you know, or Motrin.
I feel like I've heard a lot of people, at least on a weekly basis for my whole life, say ibuprofen. And I've only heard ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen.
And every time I see that word, and I see the U, I've had the thought, that is so stupid that they put a U in ibuprofen.
I don't think you say it as much as you think you say it, because I definitely would have caught that.
Ibuprofen?
It's
I say it all the time, ibuprofen.
It sounds like the person you're talking about, like it's ibuprofen. Like you don't hit it super hard. You just say.
But it sounds the exact same to me. And I just need to know if there's anyone else in the world. There's not. No one.
Do you say Tylenol funny too?
Well, it's just Tylenol. Like it's how it's spelled. Like ibuprofen is how ibuprofen is spelled. But like, I've never heard anyone say ibuprofen. Ibuprofen. That's weird. I've only heard people say ibuprofen.
What you're
gonna
say. You're like this other thing that I have to talk about. I have to talk about everywhere.
I feel so stupid and so confused at how. Why did my brain think? Well, that U is silent, and no one. Why did they put?
Oh, your brain.
My brain didn't go like, yeah.
You knew the U existed. You just chose to ignore it.
Yeah, I've seen the word a million times.
You just were like, oh, this must be a silent U.
This must be one of those English things where we are so dumb and we put this weird silent letter in here.
Yeah.
And it's also a medicine, and medicines have crazy names.
Right, exactly.
And so I was just like, yeah, that weird medicine name with the U for no reason.
That's a good question. Why do medicines have crazy names?
I don't know, love.
Why can't it just be called, like, head ouchie?
I also feel
back
like
ouchie.
Ibuprofen, if we're really saying, like, then I feel like it would be ibuprofen, like with an I, the I wouldn't be IB. It'd be ibuprofen. That's why I think I got thrown off, because I was like, oh, we're saying the letters I, B, and then profen is what I thought it was. I literally thought it was I dot B dot profen. I did not think it was ibuprofen. And if we are going to sound it out, it looks like it would spell ibuprofen, not ibuprofen.
I think.
Because that doesn't make any sense.
You just need to think about other things would be my
ibuprofen.
Advice.
Ibuprofen.
I would choose something else to fixate on, like
love. It's mind blowing, though.
Yeah, I guess it is that you've been saying that till yesterday, your whole life. You thought the U was silent
because it is. Say ibuprofen.
I would let that go and go back to your
say ibuprofen. Gardening. Say it how you're supposed to say it. How
ibuprofen.
You do not. No. Say it how you say it. Is how I meant. Say
ibuprofen.
It sounds like you're saying ibuprofen.
But I'm hitting the U, but very slightly. I'm not going to go ibuprofen.
Yeah, no one does. That's what I'm saying. Like, so I'm saying this ibuprofen. On the podcast here because I need to know, does anyone else think that that's what it, did anyone else know this? Or is this a me dumb thing? Am I just like,
I had that with
I feel like I might be the only person in the world.
The Tupperware.
You think it's Tupperware?
Yeah, I had that with that. But I actually thought it was Tupperware my whole life until you were like, wait a minute.
Wait, but Tupperware. You thought it was spelled with B's.
Yes.
Right, see.
Because I thought they were made sense because they were tubs of
I
things.
See where you're going with this. I understand why you would think that. Mine makes no sense. It has the U. I've seen it.
Yeah, it'd be weird if I would just pick a random.
It'd be weird. It would
daily
be like if you saw
and be like, you know what? That letter is going to be silent.
It would be like if you saw the word Tupperware spelled.
Yeah.
And you were like, well, the P is pronounced with a B. Right. That's the equivalent.
Yeah.
And you didn't do that. I'm doing
no,
that.
No one's,
I'm going,
no one's
but
saying,
you, that's silent. It's IB.
No, I'd had no point did I go. I get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you knew how it was spelled.
Right. It's crazy that my
brain.
I
kind of get it. Because
there's no explanation.
There's something about.
It's crazy.
It in the. With like. As a natural English speaking person, that like that's. It's not an easy thing to say, I don't think. It's kind of.
Ibuprofen.
Doesn't feel good in the mouth. Doesn't roll off the tongue.
So to me, it's not the same to say. Okay. I'm gonna say how it's spelled first, and then I'm going to say how I've always said it. Okay.
Okay.
Ibuprofen.
That sounded good.
And ibuprofen. To me, they sound the same. They sound the same.
Has anyone ever corrected you? No, because
never.
Because who cares? So you say it to you said it to your doctor, I bet, like 100 times, and no doctor has ever corrected you because they're like, nah, who cares? Sound close enough,
or it sounds the same to
or
me.
The inflection,
I can't even hear the difference. Really,
the inflection is so subtle that like I'm sure people might agree with you and say like I just say ibuprofen.
Does anyone out there say? I also need to know this. Tell me in the comments. One, did anyone have the same issue as me? No, is the answer to that. But also. Does anyone say ibuprofen? Does anyone say it that intensely, like ibuprofen? Ibuprofen.
Like I said, I don't think it's like, I think it's a word that I say maybe once a year.
You say it often because we have kids. And so we talk about like, should we give them some ibuprofen? Should we give them
Yeah, but again,
because you don't say Tylenol or Advil. But about the kids.
I don't think they make children's Advil, but they do make children's Motrin. So.
But we say ibuprofen, and the doctor calls it ibuprofen. Ibuprofen.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Whatever, it's blowing my mind that it's really rocking my
crazy.
World.
Yeah.
It's rocking my world. It's crazy.
You really had to talk about that.
I still need to talk about it.
I don't know how much more we can talk about it.
Ugh, whatever, we can move on.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of I thought of the Tupperware thing, but
Yeah.
I still have to think about it. So,
well, what needs to relax for you? I don't think we've even gotten to that.
Because
I've just been going
no.
on and on about mine.
You
I'm
have
so
lots
sorry.
Of things.
So what needs to relax?
It's okay. Well, I guess we don't have any time.
We have so much time.
We're
Tell
out of
me.
Time. I'll just have to lightning.
Is this even recording? I hope.
I'll have to lightning round it again.
Your lightning rounds are so lightning fast.
This is going to be a lightning fast lightning round. Receipts.
Yeah. CVS?
No, just receipts in general. If you're giving me a receipt, I've already lost it. Mm-hmm. So just throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I don't want it emailed either.
It's just, I hate that there's not an option for that.
Because if you email it to me, it's also, I've lost it, you know?
I don't like when it's like, do you want it emailed or printed? I'm like, zero.
Imagine being the psychopath that's like, both. I want
I
it printed and emailed.
Some people do.
Some people keep good records of things. Some people are like, I might need to return this and then are able to. But yeah. We've been doing so much in the house and stuff. And I've found that with every project takes two trips to the hardware store because something doesn't work or something doesn't fit. So that's where this problem has become an actual problem because, mm-hmm. I guess I've just gotten store credit because I know I'm going back there, but it's bitten me a bit. But they say, I generally now groceries, anything, you can just toss it because I will immediately lose it. And sometimes they're like, you don't want this?
Mm-hmm.
You don't, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, are you sure? Receipts.
I think a lot of people keep their receipts.
Yeah, maybe for if it's on their corporate card.
Mm-hmm. I used to keep every single receipt.
State park campgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
I took the boys camping to mark the end of summer, and they'd been asking, and they wanted to go to a state campground that they like that has a lake and you can go fishing there. And so we made a little trip out of it, just us three. And it's basically just yellow jackets
mm-hmm.
wanting to be in everything that you do, including your car. Yellow jackets are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good insect. It's a very annoying insect
mm-hmm.
That I think bites you. I don't know if they
sting. We've had this conversation. I think
that
there might be some that do bite because you say that there are somewhere,
yeah.
but here they sting you multiple times.
There's something
times.
About it. It's like a lot of country music and Raiders flags. I don't know why you would bring the flag of your favorite football team and hang it up at your campsite and things like that. It felt very, it felt very like MAGA coded a little bit, but which was strange to me because if you're enjoying the outdoors. And the outside and outdoor activities, you would go that way because of how much he's taken away from that world and defunded mm-hmm. that world. I don't know. There's state campgrounds. And then to get to the next part of it, which is the fishing of it all, I think I liked fishing because I have so many core memories of it being mm-hmm. a very special thing that my father would do with me. I remember so many core memories, him waking me up. It's still dark out, but we got to go out to the car
yeah.
and put the canoe on top of the car. And I loved it. And I was a member of I was a little younger than Flint, but I remember I was a member of the Bassmasters Association.
Oh, cool.
So I got the stickers and I put the sticker on the side of our canoe. And I loved it. It was my favorite thing. Almost never did we catch fish.
Mm-hmm.
But I still look back at it as my favorite thing. And my happy place is being in a canoe. If I could, when I die, just put me in a canoe and push it out. Somewhere,
well.
I think, and then shoot flaming arrows at it like a Viking funeral. I don't know.
Oh,
and then I took, then so I was like, I'm wanting to make, and Flynn is really into it, and Wesley loves anything that Flynn does, so I can't really tell if he likes it or if he just likes it because Flynn likes it. But so I take them both, and we're doing it, and I wonder if it's going to be a good memory for them because I had a very hard time.
Oh no.
And I think I hate fishing now because I don't really want to hurt fish.
Yeah.
There was this one part in they have like a little marina area where you're not allowed to fish, and it seemed like that's where all the fish were because it was next to like the campground restaurant, and people would just throw in french fries to mm-hmm. these like carp, which are essentially koi fish. Mm-hmm. But there's like a giant catfish there too. And we were doing that with like our we had bought all this bait and we were just like throwing it to them, you know, just feeding them for free. Well, we're not gonna eat these fish. Mm-hmm. We like to observe these things, but like I don't like they feel it. You know what I mean? It's
yeah,
like
ouchy.
And Flynn made a comment. He was like, "That was awesome that we got to see those fish, and we didn't even have to spike them in the face."
Oh my god!
And I was like, "True, yeah. I know they had a great time, but yeah, I think I look back on those memories with my dad, and I was like, it was just me and him. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I have two brothers, but he only took me." Mm-hmm. And I think that was smart mm-hmm. to take just one at a time, mm-hmm. because I think my father at that time actually enjoyed it. When you take a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old fishing, you are only the whole entire time untangling things. You don't even get it's panicked. It's not like the relaxing memory of it being like toss it out and the bobber's out there and you just stare at the bobber. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And it's early and misty and whatever, like that's what it was in New England. Here it's like it's hot, mm-hmm. there's yellow jackets all over all your shit, and you're just I want to use this lure, dad, and I want to use this to okay, and then you're doing one for the one kid, and then you turn around and the other kid has hucked his into a tree and now it's tangled in a tree. So it's like, okay, well, here's your thing that you wanted me to set up, so let me get this out of this tree really quickly. And at that point you turn around and the other kid has turned his reel looks like a bird's nest. It's also tangled up. So then you have to like cut that, start over, and do another thing. But you turn back over, and then this one's stuck in a tree. You know, it's stuck in a bush again. You know, it was only untangling things for like hours at a time.
It's a good metaphor for just being a parent in general,
right? And I think for me, one of my least favorite things to do is untangle things. I don't like it when things. I don't like untangle. I don't like those old AirPods when those would get tangled. Extension cords, ropes, things get tangled. You ever mm-hmm. have like a necklace get tangled?
Yes, of course.
Like a small chain get tangled and it's just impossible. Mm-hmm. I hate tangled things.
Yeah.
The movie Tangled, I haven't really seen it.
Oh, it's great.
But I've heard the music. Seems all right. Actual tangled things?
Yeah.
Pretty rough.
Yeah.
So when, and it's fishing line.
Yeah, it's invisible.
And there's hooks involved and the amount of times that we almost like all got hooks in our faces. It's shocking.
I have been anti this fishing thing for a while, but
shocking.
Supportive of you and the boys doing, because you guys have always had fun doing it, but I've always been like, this is terrifying and the hoop net fishing I enjoy a lot.
Yeah, because you're just kind of observing things. You're not really disturbing and hurting them. And we're completely catch and release. Because I'm not allowed to eat anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need to, you know what I mean? But yeah, if we keep going, someone's getting freaking a hook in their... It's crazy.
But out of the mouth of babes, man, like, Flynn, what a moment for him to go, like...
Well, yeah, because he loves these creatures.
This is
his only opportunity to interact with them, yeah. And see them is this. But it's like, you know, it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, hunting and fishing, like those, that's sort of the reason those things are kind of in the same sentence.
Yeah.
It's like sport, because as a sport, I don't consider it that. But yeah, it's the only way he gets to see them up close and interact with them. But here's the thing. We didn't catch a single thing.
Right.
Not one thing. Not a bluegill. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Nothing. We caught nothing.
They had so much fun. Because Flynn, they came home, they were both going on and on and on about how much fun it was. And when I said, did you catch anything? They're like, no. And they just kept talking about how much fun they had. They like, that didn't matter to them.
And remember I said I was like a 7-year-old and I was in the Bassmasters Association. I never caught a bass.
Yeah.
Not one. I never caught a largemouth bass as much as I tried. I had every lure, everything. Would go all the time. I never caught one. Do people catch fish?
I don't know.
I see it. It's become part of like my algorithm. So I'll see it. A lot of people, and it may make it look so easy.
You've caught a couple fish sometimes.
But remember that one time when we were kayaking, me, you, and Flynn? Remember my reaction to that fish?
Yeah.
Because it was basically the first fish I've ever caught in my life.
And it was on a Paw Patrol fishing line.
On a Paw Patrol fishing line.
I gotta frame that picture.
That's such a picture.
But yeah.
Well, but you guys had a good time, even though it was, you didn't catch anything.
Yeah. Oh, lightning round.
Yes, yeah, sorry.
I found the best new way to find, if you lose an AirPod, which I feel like we've talked about.
All the time, yes.
So this morning I woke up because I fell asleep with my
mouth?
AirPods, and I wasn't eating it in a dream this time, but I just had the one, and I looked forever, and I could not find the other one. Well, if you set a competition between your three young children for $1,
oh my
they don't
God,
care.
Brilliant.
They will tear apart this house until they find it. So I go, kids, it's like 8 in the morning. I go, I can't find my AirPod. I put $1 on the coffee table. I said, the first one that finds it gets this $1.
Did it cause crying when they...
They tore this room apart.
Oh my gosh. Did...
And they found it.
They found it?
Mm-hmm. And then I gave them each $1.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
So I don't think I'll ever lose AirPods again. Because they didn't care. They were under everything, tearing everything apart till they found it. Lightning round.
I'm waiting for it. Yes, I don't want to interrupt your lightning
round. Other people's butts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a good one.
When they don't tell you this, when you become a parent, you're like, oh, you just assume. You're under the impression of like, well, yes, there's diapers involved. And oh my gosh, I'm going to have to change diapers, and I'm going to need a special trash can called a diaper genie that doesn't really genie anything. It just kind of makes it worse, you know? But you just think about that. Like, you're going to change diapers for, like, I don't know, like 6 months or something.
What? Then you did not this think
is,
this.
This is, like, the extent of my knowledge of, like, wiping other people's butts.
Oh, my God.
Now going on the better part of a decade.
Love
it. And I think part of it is, like... And I get it. You just don't want to do it. You know what
Flynn
I mean?
Flynn can do it. Okay, first of all, you're making it sound like Flynn can't. No, but because since Flynn was born.
Nobody lacks the skill. Nobody lacks the skill. I just think they're like.
They don't lack the skill. It's more, we want to make sure it's clean as a whistle before moving on with our days. But yes, wiping booties is no fun. But you thought it would only go to 6 months.
If you hear.
You thought a 6-month-old could wipe its own butt.
I just thought by. 2, 3, or 4, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
4, 5.
Can, yeah.
I just thought, but like in this house, if you hear the word done, it means they want you to come wipe their butt. They just take open door poops, all of them. And then when it comes to wiping, they're just like, I don't want to. You know what I mean? Like, and I thought that was going to be like a 6-month problem that is, like I said, now the better part of a decade.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, you know.
Sick of the butts. Sick of the butts.
I'm a bidet man.
Yeah.
I don't even want to wipe my own. So I get it. But like, how long is this going to go on? To like some sort of embarrassment
on
their part?
I think it's over. It's finally over very soon. But it's we're getting there. We're very close to it being over.
I think years. I think no, years.
You're a psycho. No way.
We have younger children too, you know?
They're the ones that need help. The other one, if the older is telling you to do it, he is bamboozling you. I never do. Because I just say, do it, and he does. You're getting bamboozled, man.
No, well, I don't want to go into too much detail.
Don't. Do not. But I'm just saying, if that's a scenario, you're getting pranked, man. Because that is not necessary.
Yeah,
just
walk away.
You're getting pranked.
Keep getting pranked by my family members.
That's hilarious. Was that all your lightning round?
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Pretty quick. Ibuprofen.
I know. I was going to say, I need to go take some. I have a headache. But what we're going to do now is we're going to say goodbye to you guys. Leave us comments for next week. We'll read your comments next week.
Hey, is this 3 in a row?
I don't know.
Have we done like, have not missed a week for like 3 in a row?
I hope so. We need to keep it going for a lot longer than that.
No, I know. I'm just saying... Aren't you proud of us
for doing the thing
doing
that we're supposed to be doing?
Once
we're gonna go check on the garden, love. It's time to water them and
do we have time
and prune and take care of.
We actually have time.
You're hoping that we wouldn't.
No, I enjoy it.
All right, let's go.
I enjoy it as an easy thing.
Yeah,
it's like a maxing and relaxing. We're gardening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No rules.
Okay. Let's go do it, guys. Right. Not with you, though. We're going to go garden without you. But we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.